Welcome to Not Over, Just Different. I'm your host, Natalie Ledwell, founder of Mind Movies, the ultimate personal development tool to visualize and achieve your greatest life. This podcast is for women who are looking for inspiration and guidance as they navigate the changes that come through moving through the various stages of life, or for anyone asking themselves, who do I want to be? Now, on this transformational show, I'll be talking to inspiring people from all walks of life about their stories of how they faced and overcame life's challenges in powerful ways. These are raw, candid conversations, often not shared until now. We'll be discussing topics like health, relationships, life's transitions, aging gracefully, and learning to see life from a fresh new perspective. We explore what it means to continually grow and evolve as your world changes and live a fulfilling life. As well, we'll provide you with amazing tools and resources to help you move through change with courage and resilience. So if you're ready to take the plunge and start your journey to becoming your most powerful, authentic self, then join me, Natalie Ledwell, on Not Over, Just Different, for insightful conversations about how to tackle life's new chapter. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast for this week. This week, we have a very good girlfriend of mine, the amazing Liana Chuli. Hi, Liana. How are you, honey?
Hi, Andy.
Now, Liana is the reason I dress so well. Liana is an image therapist. So not an image consultant, not someone who just dresses you so that, you know, things match and whatever. She's an image therapist, which has a whole other level and dimension to looking at the way that we dress and how we present ourselves in the world that is enhanced by the clothes that we wear.
So I love how you said that.
Yeah. So why don't we start with why don't we get you to explain, you know, the transformation that people experience when they work with you and are dressing in a way that really enhances the person that they are.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you, Natalie. First of all, thank you for having me. I'm delighted and I love you. And I love our conversations, whether online, offline.
Yeah.
So for those of you who are listening to this for the first time, one of the main reasons why this is even happening in the world and how this came to be, image therapy, is because there's a lot of pain attached to getting dressed. We don't have it in our normal world that our closet is a toolbox. We don't have it that dressing is just so delightful and wonderful, because the relationship that we have to the relationship to our body and the relationship to the relationship to our clothing is usually attached to a lot of adrenaline and cortisol. It is not attached or there to create oxytocin. I don't know a lot of women who go into their closet and go, I am so in love with you and I can't wait to put you on my body. Because mostly what happens, it's like, I'm fat, I'm this, I'm that, my boyfriend doesn't love me, blah, blah, blah. So people open up their closet and there's adrenaline, cortisol. And I noticed that when I was a young girl with my mother. And so I realized, you know what? Why don't we just shift the conversation? And in order to shift the conversation as a mentor and as a transformational leader, I decided we have to bridge the gap from bud that you are to the blossom that you are with knowledge, embodied knowledge. So dressing is an embodied action. If we have it in our head that I'm fat or I'm ugly or I can't do this or there's no clothes out there for me or I didn't get the girl gene or whatever, I have no style, then what I think comes out of my mouth falls into my lap and shows up in my life. Mm. And you can learn this. There is a system. It's a learnable skill. We got to just undress your spirit so we can dress your body. Right. And as an image therapist, this is what I do. I provide transformation through the empowerment of the law of style, language, action, and wardrobe of style. And style stands for seek to transform your life every day.
Oh,
and you can do that. You can do it with the clothes, because clothing is next to your skin. It is closer to you than your breastfeeding child or your lover. It is constantly talking to your first skin. And the conversations, the subconscious conversations, and the, oh, this is uncomfortable. And the jeans are like up my booty and oh my God, and it's too tight. And then you go through menopause and the waist doesn't fit by 2 o'clock in the afternoon because you're bloated. Like there's so much pain out there. I decided, you know what? Let's just support people. And you'd be interested to know that the transformation that happens is not so much about clothing. The transformation that happens, that's why I say, let's undress your spirit so we can dress your body, is the way you have it. The way we have our bodies is so ossified. The belief systems are so ossified that even if the right clothing came along, you wouldn't be able to see it. Because you're like, no, I can't do that. I can't do this color. Like, I'll get on stages and I'll bring people up and they'll say, what, that? I'm not going to put that on. And then the audience of 500 people says, no, go, yeah. And everybody's screaming. And they go backstage, they come out. And it moves me to tears, moves them to tears, moves the audience to tears. Because all I need as an image therapist is like this little window. And if you let me into that little window and just try it, you'll see it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you know, and I think every woman, most women in the world have struggled with this, but I have myself, is loving my body. And, you know, like you mentioned before, we get to menopause and you're just like, oh, come on.
Really? I
know I'm not meant to care so much at this stage of my life, but come on.
Yeah.
And it just takes on a mind of its own, you know, and you get the middle thing and the tire and the, like you said, you know, and trying to.
Fluff. I call it fluff.
Yeah.
We have a little more fluff. Right. Okay. But here's the thing, Natalie, like we are not meant to suffer.
Right.
And so many people are suffering. Men and women are suffering. Mm-hmm. You know, I always say pain is necessary, suffering is optional. And the truth is that when, and this is why I say this is a healing art, image therapy is a healing art, because I can put a $10,000 Armani or Dior suit on you. When we haven't done the inner work and you're like still in the conversation or whoever's in the conversation of, oh, I'm too fat and I'm this and my belly and I don't like my boobs and my ass is too big. There is no garment in the world that I can put on top of that idea,
right,
that belief system, that self, whatever, deprecating, self-disgusting, that would ever make you look good. Because the idea of your smallness or your contraction is going to outweigh the energy of that $10 million suit.
Right.
So that's why I say, let's undress your spirit so we can dress your body. And this is happening all over the world. Natalie, I do this in 4 or 5 languages all over the world. I don't care if you're in France or in Italy or you're a Persian woman, you have a lot of money, you don't have any money. That piece, the piece of this is my home, I am the masterpiece, I'm going to pay attention to my assets and stop putting a microscope on my flaws, that's not a thing that we were raised with. We weren't raised in the palm of our parents' hand that goes, oh my God, you are the most beautiful, precious being. Okay, so then we wonder why we grow up and go, I'm fat, I'm ugly, I'm this, I'm that. And the truth is, it doesn't matter how much money you make. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what kind of life you have. We've all got a version of it somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lens that we look through. And unfortunately, when we're looking through that lens, then everything that we see is tainted by that belief.
Yes. It's this thing that, you know, we come to the world, we come like this, and then our mother says something, and then this is what we do. And then our mother says another thing, and then that is what we do. And then we put another, and then we put, and then by the time we're 50, we have 55 lenses on our faces, and that's how we view the world. Fashion industry, garment industry, hair color industry, makeup industry, you know, everyone's got an opinion.
Right.
And when we take those opinions on and filter our self-esteem through those opinions, then I invite you to say, well, self-esteem is not said the esteem that other people give you. It is the esteem you have for yourself. Hmm. And not being able to recognize in front of a mirror or in your own heart or in your own mind what your amazing assets are, and constantly focusing on the less than, the not good enough, that you will never sing your own song in this world.
Yeah.
You know, you will never be that note that the divine creator has created, because we are all part of a symphony. And shutting that note down, as those of you who play music or sing, you know, that symphony is not going to sound the same. So you have no right to shut that down. None. It is our job to be the best you, me, you, whoever, they, that we can be. So there's no wallowing. There's no coddling in my world. There's no, oh, you know, I'm so sorry. No, it doesn't matter what happened yesterday. People come to me and they go, oh, but my mother and I was raped. And I'm like, listen, after 25, it doesn't matter where you got it. It belongs to you. So guess what? Here you are. And everything that you just told me about is not sitting in your bra or underneath your collar or behind your ear. It's in the past. So leave it there. And let's look at this moment and see what can you let go of. And it's as easy as dropping a napkin. But no, we want to hold on to it. We want to wallow in it. We want to whatever, take a bath in the badness. No, can't take a bath in badness with me. That's what I stand for. It's like, I'm going to get up under you like a boulder or like a G-string, and it ain't going to be pretty sometimes. But guess what? That's what's going to happen. Because why? Your life is worth it. Yeah. Your message is worth it.
So what is it? What is your self-talk when you walk into your closet in the morning?
Now listen closely. I know I've talked a lot about body image on this show and my own struggles with self-image in particular. And because I know there are many of you listening who have reached out to me about how I overcame those struggles, I want to share with you a very powerful tool that I know you're going to love. It's a 30-second quiz that reveals the number one thing subconsciously blocking you from weight loss goals. I can't really stress enough the value in making this first step to breaking free from those negative beliefs around food or your body. Because regardless of your body type, your eating habits, and exercise rituals, having these negative subconscious beliefs will always sabotage your weight loss goals, no matter how hard you try. Trust me, I've been there. So if you're interested, then go to notoverjustdifferent.com/health quiz to take the free quiz. And I can't wait to hear what you uncover.
Oh, my self-talk is, I have too much clothes. I really have too much clothes. And what it starts with, the reality is, and when I say we all have some of that, going through menopause, you know, and gaining whatever 15 pounds and being in a place where, okay, we're all locked up. There's no kindness, there's no love, there's no affection. I created this beautiful padding that keeps me safe. And that's what we do. Okay. So I realized, and I did a lot of videos around this because I'm always like trying to serve my clients from the inside out. And trying is the main ingredients here, trying. Sometimes it was really hard. And it's really hard because I can't be honest with myself, but because being able to get outside of myself and having the conversation of, why are you holding on to this? You know, the real conversation. And seeing that anything that shows up in my life, whether it's too much clutter in my closet or too much clutter on my kitchen counter or too much clutter in my car, all of those are reflections of what's happening in my mind. And it's, for me now, it's really beautiful because every time I look at it, I go, ah, well, I've got to do some work here. And the conversation today is, oh my God, I can't wait to get dressed. So what shifted for me in COVID is that I started to see, instead of saying this is horrible and I don't know what to do, I shifted to like Jesus turned the other cheek, which means you got a different view. Mm-hmm. I turned to, oh my God, I get to be my own producer, my own photographer, my own writer, my own whatever, because there was no one there. And I had to do commercials and I had to do, my agent kept saying, we need footage. For me, it was an opportunity to get bigger, literally, in the literal sense, not just like gaining 50 pounds, but get bigger as in, I can make this work. I can get creative. Because my motto in image therapy is, can I be with life exactly the way it is and exactly the way it isn't? Hmm. And if I, as the leader and the creator of this work, can't really be with my 15 extra pounds, then, you know, I should just go move to a different planet.
Yeah, but, you know, I've known you for a very long time and it doesn't matter what your weight is, because we don't see that.
You don't see it as a
yeah,
as viewer. A friend.
Like, oh, but the way my that God. You dress, but the way that you dress is always fantastic. And so it's like, you put on 15 pounds, really? I don't know. Like,
I don't see it. Don't and see that's it. The key. I love you for saying that. First of all, thank you, Natalie, for saying that. And I receive this beautiful statement that you just made. And that's the work of image therapy. So it doesn't matter whether you're a size 2 or a size 22. You know, women come to me, or men even come to me and say, I have to lose 10 pounds or I have to. But first of all, you don't lose shit. If you lose weight, it's like losing your keys. You're going to find it again. So let's just shift that conversation. And if you want to give something away, be my guest. Go give it to somebody who needs it more. But the truth is that this is what's here right now. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to wake up and Oprah's going to come and sit on my couch. What's the best thing? How can I make this, whatever is here, be and look the best possible so that I can feel great? And so it doesn't matter what size you are. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter if you have if you have things about yourself that you don't like, because we're going to work through them. You know, I have a practice that I do. It's called Liana's Triple A Plan. And I do it every morning. And the first A stands for acceptance. And the last A stands for action. And there's an A in the middle that's the glue of living, which is acceptance. Awareness, acceptance, and action. Did I say acceptance first? No, acceptance is the glue. So having the awareness that this is what's here, okay, 15 extra pounds, and they all seem to have talked to each other and accumulated in my belly, nowhere else.
Me too. It's like,
Natalie, you and I have that in common, right? I'm like, hello, hello. And the whole belly thing, it's like, you guys are listening to this. You might like go, oh my God, Liana came into my life and she took a peek. She took a peek in my brain. Because for women, and by the way, Natalie, can I tell you for men as well? Bellies are, because of the work that we've done, the embodiment work, our belly is our most sensitive, and Chinese say it's our second brain.
Yeah.
Our belly, our gut. So we're the only mammals that walk upright. And this is like, ah, I'm so vulnerable. And our bellies are huge. And so making love at this time in our lives, you know, is he going to touch my belly? If he wants to touch my belly, is he, no, don't touch my belly. And so many of you are listening to this, oh, and you God, can feel yeah. what I'm saying. And all he wants to do is bury his face there and just kiss it. And oh my God, I love your sweetness. And we're in here going, touch it. No. Right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So my suggestion to all of us is, let's get together and have conversations about this, because what's happening in your head and what's happening in my head when I look at my clothes or when I look at my nakedness in the mirror from all sides, it's usually not valid.
Right.
These conversations have no validity and no ground to stand on. And I don't care if you're Lizzo or if you're Audrey Hepburn, you're a masterpiece. And the question is not, should you twist yourself into a pretzel to become somebody else and lose weight and blah, blah, blah. No, the question is, this is what's here. This is you and this is me or whatever shape you are. How can you learn to find pieces that will make you look the most amazing and feel the most amazing?
Right.
You know, we were talking about saging and aging and eldering, and we've not been taught how to become these most beautiful and amazing masterpieces in the third act of our life. We're like great wine.
Yeah.
You and I, we both love red, right?
Yeah.
So what's it packaged like? What are you choosing for this next chapter?
Right. Because the 60-year-old version of our parents is not our 60-year-old version.
Mm-mm. No.
Not even close. Like we in our 50s and 60s are like, I've still got a ton of life left in me. I've got a lot of good I can do in the world. And we're just ramping up, really.
Yeah.
So,
and sensuality has a lot, you know, I'm writing a new course. It's called Permission to Pursue Your Pleasure.
Nice.
Pleasure is not something that we are being invited. Yeah, we can take pleasure in a cake. We can take pleasure in food and wine, but no one says, really, I want you to dive in and lean in and just jump into the pool of oceans of devotion and joy and deliciousness and sensuality and wetness and sloppy kisses. And no one says that. No one says that to women who are over 60. Right. No one is inviting them to. And man, we got a lot more joy and passion and deliciousness. And it's getting better every day.
Yeah.
And so I want to bring that out.
Yeah. And our clothes can also reflect that as well. Because you think about it, like we can still dress sexy at 60.
Oh, 60 is the new sexy.
And it's a different sexy to 20-year-old sexy. It's a different sexy.
Yes.
But it's gorgeous and it's sensuous and it's beautiful. Yes.
You know, Cleopatra could seduce a man at 20 paces without revealing an inch of flesh. Hmm. Our sexy is the tapestry, the alchemy, the combination of, you know, our experiential stuff, the way we've lived our lives, everything that we're bringing into this fold, the way we look at a man, the way we enter a room, the way, like, you can have a beautiful, amazing woman with silver hair enter a room and captivate every man in that room from 25 to 65. Mm-hmm. And she's not doing it by exposing her nipple or showing off her booty or twerking. There's this wonderful, delicious, I want to say it's like a combination of wisdom, which is knowledge that lives in the muscle. Wisdom is knowledge that lives in the muscle, and you can ooze it with something that is so powerful that comes from a place of, man, I know myself. I know myself, and I know what I'm capable of, and I know what I'm good at, and I know what I'm not good at, and every single movement in my body reflects it, and the clothes are just a frame to support that. But most people use clothing to armor up or show off. They're not using clothing like this beautiful pedestal that you get put upon or like a frame. So the clothes are doing all the talking and nobody remembers the person.
Right.
The clothes walk in a half an hour before that person does and people go, oh, remember that red suit? Wow, who was that? That woman in that red suit or that like that crazy looking piece? But that's not what we want. We want this. We want your energy to show up. And the clothing is, it's important, but you're more important.
Right. Exactly. So what are some of the things that we can do, guidelines that we, and on how we can dress that helps us to show up in the room before our clothes do?
So the first thing, if you've never heard about this work, you know, you can go look a lot of, there's like a ton of information on my YouTube channel and other places on social media. The first thing you want to do before you even go look at a video is you want to look in the mirror. And that's really hard for most people to do, Natalie. You know, it's like I always say, seek your sister's greatness rather than her guilt. And the first sister you see in the morning is your own face. We're so readily wanting to seek our own guilt. So when I say seek your greatness rather than your guilt, it's like look in the mirror and really be open to what you're seeing. What's the color of your skin? How many different colors of pink? We have like 55 different colors between our décolleté and our forehead, behind your ears, under your eyes. What's happening in your eye color? What's happening in your skin color? So just do like an inquiry and write it down. So I see purple. I see a little pimple, and that red is most probably going to be something you can wear. I see the color of my lips. I see the color inside my eyelids, the colors in my hair, and just take an inventory and just write it down. And then see if you can match it, like match it with something that's in your wardrobe, match it. See if you can match that, or see if you can hold it up and know that you're holding up a color and your face just lights up. And then you hold another color and you look like you just, ugh, everything just went to shit. So that's not that hard. It just needs your commitment and your care and your curiosity.
Right.
You know?
And obviously black is not one of those colors.
No. Okay. Well, let's talk about that. So this is great because I was going to bring up your personal black as the second thing. So once you've done the color thing and you see your eyes are blue, so navy, the ring around your eyes is most probably going to be one. You have the most beautiful green eyes. So anything in the sage, green, teal, forest green family is always going to be great for you. So anything that's in your eye color, anything that's in your hair color, and anything that's in your skin color, meaning a color that looks amazing on you, taken to its darkest level, is going to be your personal black. Right. Now, people always say, oh, black is, first of all, black's not a color. And when you hear my TED talk, when I finally finish it and you'll hear it, black is the absence of color and it's death. There's nothing there. If you notice who wears black, judges, waiters, people who need to be in the background, team members on a film team, everyone who needs to hide away is wearing black. So when people say to me, oh, but black, I'm like, you can wear a color that's as rich, even richer because it's color, but to a dark level, and a navy tuxedo on a man with blue eyes and fair skin and silver hair. Oh my God. Delicious. You just want to get him undressed, or, you know, a purple tuxedo on a fair skinned, like on Trevor Noah. You know, like, and people don't, like, they don't think outside the box. And then when I say that, they get offended. I'm like, no, listen, I told Jack Canfield, don't wear black for a month. He said, Liana, if you tell me to do that for a month, I can do that. And you take it, you put it in a graveyard closet. Then you put graveyard on top of the closet. Then you go visit it, you go mourn it, but just don't fucking wear it. Yeah. Can I say that word, by the way?
Yeah.
Well, I just did. Don't wear it. Just don't wear it for a month. Try it. I'm not saying that this is God's truth, but just go try it and watch how people respond to you.
Yeah.
You know, go, what I'm suggesting, you know, go look at your face, your skin, your hair. See if you can replicate those colors. So that's all in the ballpark. Don't wear black for a while and see how you feel, because it opens your heart. And the other thing is, look at the gifts in your body. Mm. You know, we're so hard on ourselves. We're so seeking our own negativity. I have a ritual that I do every night. I wash my feet and I thank the world, God, divinity that created me, for these feet that carry me every single day, that take care of me, that stand, have me stand upright. And you can do that with any body part. I thank God for my belly because my belly has taught me so much. It has taught me to create moments for other women of acceptance. Mm-hmm. Because if you have the awareness, like in that AAA plan, if you go from awareness to acceptance, you can take a mindful action. You're not going to have a reaction.
Right.
Because this is what's here. Are you going to like have an argument with gravity? What are you going to do? Yell at gravity because your cup fell down? Mm-hmm. That's what's so. So if we can be with what's so, we can find and create and be in the solution rather than be in the resistance of it. You know, I used to have a mentor who would say, why don't you try this, Liana? Why don't you wish in one hand and poop in the other and see which one happens first? Wishing something for something to happen is going to be like the lack of taking action.
Right.
You seeing something that's here and you can actually look at it for what it is, then maybe you can shift your consciousness and go, okay, well, that chair is in the middle of my road and I need to either get around it or I need to get on top of it and jump over it, or I need to lift it if it's too heavy. You know, we can find solutions, but we can't do them if we're in the, oh, I wish.
Right.
I wish this chair wasn't here. Mm-hmm. Your booty's there. The extra pounds are there. So now let's make that the best it can be.
Yeah. Well, darling, it has been amazing talking with you today. And we, you know, we have, as you can imagine, if you're listening to this podcast, the conversations that we have are always just, I leave resonating at a whole other frequency. We want to talk about how people can reach out to you, you know, a gift that you have for them. Because if you're listening to this podcast and anything that we've talked about today resonates with you, then I encourage you to reach out to Liana.
Yes, we do. And I, you know what? I don't have the link in front of me, Natalie.
You don't need the link.
There you go. Reach out. We want you to reach out. And here's the thing. There's so many other and different ways to reach out, no matter what it is that you've heard. My biggest suggestion to you is share this with someone.
Yeah.
Give it away. Reach out to us and give this to someone else. Because whatever you hear here with Natalie or me or whoever is on this podcast, the more you give, the more you get. And I'm a stand for supporting all of you. So whoever's listening, you can go to lianasgifts.com. You can go to betheoffer.com. There's tons of ways to connect with us. And I can't wait to hear.
Yeah. And we'll make sure that the link is in the show notes.
So there you go.
You can click on that.
There you go. Link is going to be in the show notes. See, this tells you that we're here to support you. We're not here to like push a link.
That's right. Oh, darling.
Good.
So I love chatting with you. I love you too. And thank you for your time today and for the service that you are in the world.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love you.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Not Over, Just Different. If you've been inspired by this episode and want to take the next step in your journey, be sure to check out our welcome pack. It's a great way to start your own personal development journey with the help of our amazing community. Next week, we'll be back with even more inspiring stories and practical advice for anyone ready to take on their next chapter in life, feeling fully empowered and full of passion for the journey ahead. And be sure to download and subscribe to the podcast by visiting notoverjustdifferent.com. Also, a 5-star rating and review makes a huge difference in helping us get the word out. We'll talk to you again next week. Until then, keep living your best life.